రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 21. అరక్షమాణా స్త్రియ ఊర్వి బాలాన్ శోచసి అథో పురుషాదైర్ ఇవార్తాన్ వాచం దేవిం బ్రహ్మ కులే కుకర్మణి అబ్రహ్మణ్యే రాజకులే కులాగ్ర్యాన్ అరక్షమాణాః
అన్ప్రొటెక్టెడ్
స్త్రియః
విమెన్
ఉర్వి
ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్
బాలాన్
చిల్డ్రన్
శోచసి
యు ఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ కంపాషన్ అథో
యాజ్ సచ్ పురుష ఆదే
బై మెన్
లైక్ దాట్
ఆర్తాన్
దోస్ హూ ఆర్ అన్హ్యాపీ
వాచం
వొకాబులరీ
దేవిం
ద గాడెస్
బ్రహ్మకులే
ఇన్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ
కుకర్మణి
acts against the principles of religion
abrahmanye
persons against the brahmanical culture
rajkule
in the administrative family
kula agryan
most of all the families
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect brahmanical culture? Please repeat. Are you feeling compunction
for the unhappy women
and children
who are left forlorn
by unscrupulous persons or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas
addicted to acts
against the principles of religion or are you sorry
to see that
the brahmanas have taken shelter
of administrative families
that do not respect brahmanical culture.
Purport.
In the age of Kali, the women and the children along with brahmanas and cows will be grossly neglected and left unprotected. In this age, illicit connection with women will render many women and children uncared for. Circumstantially, the women will try to become independent of the protection of men and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between men and women. In most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. The Brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. But as far as moral and religious principles are concerned, they shall be the most fallen. Education and bad character go ill together, but such things will run parallel. The administrative heads as a class will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state, and the so-called educated Brahmanas will be purchased by such unscrupulous administrators. Even a philosopher and writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalted post in a government which denies all the moral codes of the Shastras. The Brahmanas are specifically restricted from accepting such service. But in this age, they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it is of the meanest quality. These are some of the symptoms of the Kali age which are harmful to the general welfare of human society. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arakshamana hastriya urvi balan, sochasi yatho purushadair ivartan. Vacham devim brahma kule kukarmani, abrahmanye rajakule kulagriyan. Are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by Brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the Brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahmanical culture? So the bull Dharma is speaking still, and he just, you know, actually these questions are really interesting. These are, the answers are only yes or no, because he is in the question, he is saying everything, you know. He is not asking why you are unhappy. So he is giving options A, B, C, D. So like an objective test, you know. It's a choose A, B, C, D. Are you feeling compassion for unhappy women and children? Are you unhappy because goddess of learning is being handled by people who are not following the principles? Or are you sorry to see that Brahman has taken shelter of all the kings? Because at that time, all the Brahmanas were being taken care by the king. But now, sometime the king will keep the Brahmanas only for the sake of, you know, being called a righteous person out of a sheer ego. That if I don't do that, then people will say, oh, this king is not so good. But yes, there were kings who were really genuinely taking care of the Brahmanas. So Dharma is asking Mother Earth all these questions. So we can see that, you know, how high standard was being expected. And he was thinking that all this is happening, she is not happy because all these things are happening, you know, all these. One, any could be any, Actually, the answer is yes to everything. It's not that choose A, B, C, D, I was just joking, you know. The answer to A, B, C, D, you know, and then there is a fourth option. All of the above. So, this is all of the above sort of thing, you know. Because, see, even in the beginning of Kali Yuga, we can see these symptoms described. That people will be Purusha Adai, Purusha Adi, you know, means men, all sorts of men. They will be Shochasi, I mean, should be feeling compassion for the Purusha who are Artan. Artan, and their vocabulary has become bad, you know, because of Artan, you know. Four types of people approach Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita it says, one of them is Arti. Arti means one who is in trouble, one who is in misery. We know that only people who are in misery, they go to Krishna. You know, otherwise, you can just ask Krishna to do his own business. You know, people say, oh, I have nothing to do with that. I don't believe. And we have so many things. There's a nice, then these believers are actually very interesting people. We meet them every now and then. And my conclusion, my personal realization is that they are going to become devotees. No, they are not even bothered. They are atheist. No, they are not atheist. They are confused. And because of that, if you start talking to a non-believer, so-called non-believer, you know, in his every few sentences, he'll be talking of God. He'll keep on saying, God doesn't exist. I don't believe in God. God is nothing. You know, like that. So sometimes I tell them very cordially that Prabhu or Mataji, if you don't believe in God, why you talk about it? Leave him alone. He has so many others to take care of, you know, because those who are depending on him. So since you don't want to, then why you are talking about it? Simply forget. But the point is that they keep talking about nothing but God. And that shows that, you know, they have some sort of rebellion right now, but a situation will come. Like, you know, there was one play long back, a Marathi play. And there, the lead role there, you know, is played by a very disciplined man. But he is not into, you know, bhakti or anything. He'll come, every time he will fold his pants before he sits, you know, he keep his cap and properly, you know, shoes in a proper place, and even in his talk and everything, he's throughout like that. He'll say, oh, I'm a very moral person, you know, like that. And at one time, some situation comes in his life, you know. His girlfriend or lover or whoever. I don't remember that part, but I remember this part, that, you know, when something terrible happens to him, he immediately turns toward God, you know. he's so confused, and then he says, oh God, please help me. So we can see people use God, you know, for for their demand, they, you know, they for their convenience, so to say. There's another nice thing about, you know, how people want to turn to God, but they are so stubborn, they are so egoistic, that they don't want to. Like this one person, he declared atheist, you know, he just says, no, there is no God. So he is going on a boat. So Krishna thinks of playing with this boy, person, you know, he says, okay, let me see this person. So Krishna brings a thunderstorm and lightning, and the boat breaks down. Of course, Krishna had provided for everybody the protection, but when the boat breaks down, everybody is in the water, and so this person now, you know, he doesn't know how to swim. So he's desperate now. So he says, oh God, if you are there, do something, then I will believe in you. Krishna doesn't want that, but you know, he still wanted to play with him. So he arranged one log of wood to go in his direction. So this person got the log and he climbed on that and he says, oh, this was, you know, coincidence. This is just came like that to me. But there's nothing like God or something. So he says, just forget about it, you know. And he sits on that. So Krishna thinks that, oh, this person is still very stubborn. Let me do something more. So Krishna breaks that log, you know, in the center. And this person is now really in trouble. But still, because of his ego, he is saying, oh Krishna, can't you take a joke? I was just joking, you know. Why you have to be serious? So that's what happens. When you act against the principles of religion, kukarmani, you know, you do all the things against, then what will happen to the population? What will happen to the people? And but that's exactly what is happening right now, right in front of our eyes, you know. We don't have to become old to hear. I mean, when we become old, that our grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they hear from somebody that, oh, this was the period, bad period, that, you know, now it's a very good period. No. Every one of us is seeing this happening. Seeing this happening every day in our life, you know. Sometimes it is good, sometimes, most of the time it is, you know, bad news everywhere. I don't know whether I must have thrown that now, but I had preserved one page from long back when I was in college from Indian Express. The front page of that had nothing but disaster. You know, there was 10-12 news. Somebody murdered, some train wreck, some earthquake, you know, every single news was the bad news. So later on I found out that somebody else has published that page, you know, saying that this is what is happening, and that's true. Bhagavatam says, padam padam yata vipadam. And how do you get out of that? Only one way. Just take the shelter of the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our life will become successful. Okay. So we continue discussing. Thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.